The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Week 6 in the NBA and week 6 in our fantasy basketball leagues. It's time to really start getting cracking if you haven't been streaming hard and you're falling down the standings. We are going to talk about the best options for you to stream in week 6. Let's go!
Jordan open! Chicago with the lead! Bryant to Shaq!
Not a game. We talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard for human life!
Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang! Curry for three. Wow! Unbelievable. Making it rain in New York.
We the North are now we the champions.
Not the destination. It's the journey. Mamba out.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Mitch Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at Ball Boys Fantasy. And today we are previewing week 6 in fantasy basketball, talking about the NBA schedule, talking about some streaming targets, some back-to-back strategies, what's the optimal plan to go into this week. It is, again, the start of this season is very, very strange with the in-season tournament really shaking things up from a scheduling point of view. So a bit different to most other seasons with heavy volume days, low volume days. Pretty much most weeks there's been a day where there's been no games played, which, yeah, is really strange. And I can't remember a season that's been like that with this many times early in the season. But I believe that is all due to the in-season tournament. So what do you guys think of the in-season tournament? Like, do you guys care at all at this stage? I would have to say that it's been okay. In terms of its flow-on effect for fantasy basketball, it's a little bit annoying with the scheduling. For the actual games and the product, I think it's all right. I don't know if we can 100% sort of say that some of these close games is because of the in-season tournament game. Like, there are close games every day in the NBA most years. So, yeah, I think that, I don't know. But let me know what your thoughts are, and do you think it's something that's improved basketball or the NBA product? I am interested to see how things go once we get to those sort of semifinals and finals, and if there's, I don't know, something else to it, but we'll wait and see. Let's get stuck into the Week 6 preview and talking about the games breakdown this week, because it is another interesting week. When it comes to streaming this week, much better than the previous week in terms of the first 5 days this week. We've got all days where we can pretty much go ahead and stream, but then the weekend at the end, it will be very difficult. So you're going to want to be proactive in getting your ads in early in the week, because when it comes to Saturday and Sunday, you're not going to be able to make the most of it. So as it breaks down, we've got 5 games on Monday, 8 games on Tuesday, 7 games on Wednesday, 9 games on Thursday, 6 games on Friday. So all of those games, for the most part, I believe that all teams should be able to make an ad off the waiver wire, put them into your starting lineup, and for them to count. But on Saturday, we have 12 games, so big slate on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we again have 0 games on because they are preparing and getting ready for week 7, which the NBA season tournament is going into, I believe, the semifinals and finals and things like that. So everyone's just getting a day off just to rest up for whatever's going on in week 7, which we don't have the schedule announced just yet for. But That means that we need to be using all of our ads, or at least 3 out of our 4 ads by that weekend, so that we can get the most games played for Daily Changes League. So it is an interesting schedule breakdown. At least we do have at the beginning of the week, those first 5 days, all 5 days, I believe you can stream on, which is a good change from the last couple of weeks where we've had some huge up and down games with in terms of games played. If we look at the quality games for this week, it's pretty even across the week this week 6. So there are two games played for the Celtics and the Spurs. So again, for weekly changes leagues, you're going to see players like the players that I would start from these two game weeks would be players like Jason Tatum. I'd probably start Victor Wembanyama. I think I'd probably still start Kristaps Porzingis. And I think that might be it. I don't know if I would start players like Jrue Holiday. I don't think I'd start players like Jaylen Brown or Devin Vassell. Definitely not your Sohans, Derek Whites, and Zach Collins is those sort of players that are closer to the 100 ranking mark. You could argue someone like a Devin Vassell, although he's been a bit up and down in terms of his minutes, someone like a Jrue Holiday, a bit up and down. So I think from these teams, Jason Tatum, Kristaps Porzingis, assuming he's healthy, which he did come out of the game, so double check that. If he's not healthy and questionable for the first game, you'd probably just bench him, because if he only plays one game, then that's going to really hurt you. So Jason Tatum and Victor Wembanyama are the two locks. Kristaps Porzingis is a maybe depending on his health, and the rest, I think for the most part, I would sit because of the two-game week. It is just not enough volume to get them out there to be useful for weekly changes leagues. I've skipped over the three-game week this time because there are 4 game weeks on, and there are 6 teams that have 4 games this week. The Nuggets, the Pistons, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Pelicans, and the Jazz. So that's 6 teams, 2 teams with the 2 games. So that's 8 teams in total, which means we have 22 teams all playing 3 games this week. So the vast majority of the league are all playing a 3-game week. So with this schedule in mind, because the majority of teams are playing 3 games, the teams that are playing 2 are probably not as penalized as they would be in a regular week, where you'd probably have a more even distribution between 3 and 4 games. And the teams that are playing 4 games this week probably have an elevated advantage because there are fewer teams that have those 4 game weeks compared to most other weeks. So the Nuggets, the Pistons, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Pelicans, and the Jazz, compared to a standard week, I believe some of those back-end guys have an elevated value. So players like a Reggie Jackson or a KCP for the Pistons, maybe it is someone like Isaiah Stewart. Bojan Bogdanovic, if we get news that he is going to be good to go for the first game that week. For the Clippers, it might be someone like a Russell Westbrook or a Zubac. The Lakers, not the best team as an example, but maybe you're probably starting. Obviously, you're starting a Russell and those kind of guys. Maybe a Talen Horton. Sorry, not a Talen Horton Tucker. Maybe someone like, who am I thinking about? Oh, I've gone a complete blank there. But yeah, some of their back-end guys. Pelicans, someone like a Dyson Daniels, someone like a Jordan Hawkins if you're looking for threes and points. And the Jazz, Kelly Olynyk. I believe Walker Kessler is back today. He's coming off the bench, so something to monitor there. And then they're starting, who are they starting? They had a really wacky lineup today. I know Olynyk was not starting. It was a really, really wacky one. Who did they start? It was someone really random. Hold on, I'm going to check this because, oh yeah, Omer Yurtseven started for the Jazz today, even with no Larry Markkanen and also Walker Kessler back. They didn't start Kelly Olynyk. They've started Yurts. It's just, yeah, really, really weird lineup. And for the Jazz, you're looking at sort of those Kelly Olynyks. Maybe it's a Chris Dunn, for example. He's starting in today's lineup. We'll monitor and see how he goes. He's a great steals streamer if you want to grab him. But with 4 games a week this week, you could have a look at them. So those kind of the fringe guys at the back end of your rosters that with the 4-game week might be elevated into startable status for weekly changes leagues. You can definitely have a look at those guys. But for the vast majority of leagues, for teams, 22 teams play 3 games this week, so it's a fairly even and balanced schedule across the NBA this week.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Quality games. So there are three, the best quality games you can get this week, despite there being some teams that play four games. None of them have all four quality games, all four games on a quality day. But there are several teams that have three quality games this week. The Nuggets, the Pistons, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Pelicans, the Knicks, the 76ers, the Raptors, the Jazz, and the Wizards. And every other team has at least two quality games. So again, a very balanced and even week when it comes to streaming. We're going to have plenty of options to choose from in every single day for streaming this week. The only day this week is the Saturday that's not a quality streaming game. Again, check for your league and your team if you can stream on that day, but for the majority of us, we will not be able to stream that day. And of course, on Sunday, there are no games played. But for the most part, you can pretty much pick and choose any team on any given day to stream in a player. And there's no real obvious standout of a team that really benefits this week or a team that really suffers this week. I will say of the teams that have two games this week, which was the Celtics and the Spurs of their two games, they are on a back-to-back. So I don't think there's anyone really we need to worry about resting. Maybe it's a Wemby, but he's been pretty good so far. So just monitor the back-to-backs if there's any rests or anything like that. But other than that, they are still, both the Celtics and the Spurs have their two games on quality games. Neither of them play on the Saturday, which is the 12-game slate. So even some of those players will be useful compared to other three-game teams that play also on the Saturday. So it is a very easy to stream week. So we are going to go on to the back-to-backs, which will play a big role this week, I believe. Now, on the Monday-Tuesday to start the week, there are no teams that play the Monday-Tuesday back-to-back, and that is important because we'll touch on that later for our optimal streaming strategy. On the Tuesday to Wednesday, you've got the Rockets, Kings, and Raptors that all play on the back-to-back there. In terms of players resting or sitting, no one really for us to highlight on this one, I don't believe. I think, there should be at least most players in that bracket playing the back-to-backs unless there's an injury that comes up. For the Wednesday-Thursday back-to-back, the Pistons, Clippers, Lakers, and Jazz play those ones. So obviously we're looking at the Clippers, and if they're going to rest a Paul George, a James Harden, or a Kawhi Leonard. Last time I want to say that they both played the back-to-back, but maybe this is an opportunity they use to rest Kawhi on a back-to-back and get Russell Westbrook back out into the starting lineup. Who knows? For the Lakers, we're always watching LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Let me check the matchups actually, see if we can highlight. off the top of my head, I can't remember if one of them, I want to say that the Tuesday is the in-season tournament game. So maybe that will be the one that, oh no, the Lakers don't play on the Tuesday. So let's see here, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the Lakers play Detroit Pistons and then the OKC on the Thunder. So maybe you'd see something like, did LeBron James, Anthony Davis rest on the Detroit Pistons game? Because obviously they're going to be much more competitive or easy to roll them over on that game. And they play the OKC Thunder. Something to monitor. You might be able to stream an extra player in on that game and see some extra value. For the Utah Jazz, what are they doing with Walker Kessler? Is he going to be someone? He's back today coming off the bench. So obviously they're monitoring his minutes in a back-to-back. Does he rest? We'll keep an eye on that. So that gives Kelly Olynyk on those kind of a days, maybe just something to boost his value. And for the Detroit Pistons, we do also have the expectation that a Bojan Bogdanovic is going to come back this week. But again, is he going to be a player, older player? Does he rest on the back-to-backs any Wednesday, Thursday? So all things we need to consider when thinking about our streams. And on the Thursday, Friday, we talked about the Spurs being on that back-to-back there as well. And the Knicks also find themselves on the back-to-back. Resting on a back-to-back, Tom Thibodeau has never heard of her. So I don't think we need to worry too much about that. And we just cross our fingers that RJ Barrett, can stay healthy because he's had a few migraines and things that have kept him out from time to time. But at least for streaming, if any one of those guys miss, you know, players like Josh Hart, Emmanuel Quickley, Quinton Grimes, Dante DiVincenzo, all those players are always on stream watch if any one of those starter players miss time. So when it comes to doing our strategy for this week, this is what I foresee as the optimal plan for streaming this week. This can go for categories or points leagues. Basically, what I think we should be looking at is on the Monday, we look to stream one of these teams. No team has a back-to-back Monday to Tuesday. So you go and look at the teams that play on this day and pick the best player available in your league that suits what you're looking for. We'll go through the teams that play on the Monday. The Nuggets, the Pistons, the Pacers, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Pelicans, the 76ers, the Trailblazers, the Jazz, the Wizards. So on the Nuggets, you might be looking at something like a KCP stream for threes and steals, or Reggie Jackson if he's available for assists. You might be looking at a Christian Brown potentially as an option there. For the Pistons, Bojan Bogdanovic might be back by then. You can look at him for a threes and free throw percentage stream. Jaden Ivey, I think, is an ad anyway, but he's at least a points streamer. So you can look at someone like that. You could look at an Isaiah Stewart just for rebounds. I don't believe he's a hold in standard leagues anyway. The Pacers, who knows what's going on with the Pacers, but you could maybe try Jalen Smith for rebounds. You could maybe try a Benedict Mathurin for some points. You could try an Obi Toppin for some points and threes. A few different options on that team. The Clippers, you might be looking at someone like a Terrence Mann for steals, although I don't love him. I don't think he's a great fantasy producer. You might be looking at some of their bigs in Isaiah Hart. Not Isaiah Hartenstein. He used to be there, but he's not there anymore. You might be looking at someone like Ivica Zubac is who I'm trying to think of, and also their new big man in Daniel Tice, potentially. For the Lakers, you might be looking at a stream for steals from someone. And why can't I think of this guy's goddamn name? He was the one I was blanking on earlier, but I'm going to get to the bottom of this because sometimes I just have these mental blanks and it pisses me off. And you guys are probably going to get sick of this and want to fast forward, and I don't blame you. But the guy who I can't think of right now, Cam Reddish. Far out. Why couldn't I think of Cam Reddish's name? You could be looking at him as a steals streamer. Jared Vanderbilt might be back, but I think he might be eased into things. The rest of it, I don't really love, but Cam Reddish is maybe the one you're thinking of there. The Pelicans, Dyson Daniels, not sure exactly what's going on with CJ McCollum, but even if he's back, I think he'll be eased into things. So Dyson Daniels, Jose Alvarado is also playing now, so a good steals streamer as well. So he's someone you can keep an eye on. Maybe a Larry Nance Jr. as well. The Philadelphia 76ers, we are potentially looking at Paul Reed if Joel Embiid is out. Otherwise, I don't really think there's too much else on this roster. Maybe a Nicholas Batum or a Robert Covington. But again, I don't love a lot of the options on this one. Similar with the Trailblazers. There's not many great options. If you're in a points league, I'd be adding Scoot Henderson anyway. If you're in a category league and just, for example, maybe you're not normally punting field goal percentage, but in this matchup, you might be. You can look at a Scoot Henderson for points and assists especially. Matisse Thybulle is someone for steals and blocks we always need to pay attention to. So those are some decent options there. The Utah Jazz, well, this lineup's been a bit weird, but Chris Dunn, Kelly Olynyk are two guys we want to be looking at there. And for the Washington Wizards, we're looking at players like Denny Avdia. If he's not picked up in your league, looking at someone like DeLon Wright, I don't believe is back. Let's maybe look at some other options. We might be looking at a Corey Kispert for threes and points if somebody is out. Who was out? Bilal Coulibaly was out last time, but if he's back, you might look at him for some defensive stats to stream in, and maybe for some free throw percentage, a Danilo Gallinari, who is out today with some rest, but you would assume he is back for the Monday game there. So also, just keep an eye on Bilal Coulibaly. So he's out today with a knee contusion. So if he's out again on Monday, then Corey Kispert would be a really good stream for points and threes for that day. So really going into that Monday's schedule, adding someone for that one. And then we start to hit our back-to-back. So we would grab someone who plays the Tuesday, Thursday back-to-back, which I believe if we go back to, those were the Rockets, the Kings, the Raptors. So looking at some players from that schedule, from those teams. And then we are looking at the Thursday to Friday back-to-back, which is the Knicks and the Spurs, looking at grabbing someone from that those couple of teams. So if you can do that, I've got that completely mixed up the wrong way. I don't know why that says those back-to-backs are wrong. Obviously, I meant the Tuesday-Wednesday back-to-back, and then the Thursday-Friday, not the Tuesday-Thursday and Wednesday-Friday. Fix that up on the graphic there. So, yeah, after the Monday, looking at the Tuesday-Wednesday back-to-back, so you get two games there, then you grab someone for the Thursday-Friday back-to-back, get another two games there. So for three ads, we are getting five games played, and then on the Saturday, we've got 12 games, so we can't really roster anyone there. And on the Sunday, there's no games on, so we're not going to be streaming anyone there. If, for example, you can stream on that Saturday, well, then you've still got an ad up your sleeve, and you can use that on the Saturday. Or we can also just have an ad up our sleeve, which I like to do, especially these first couple of months of the season, just to see if there's a long-term ad you can make. If there's a more long-term injury, you can pick someone up. We also have that trade or ad up our sleeve if value presents itself somewhere throughout the week. Let's look at some more specific streaming targets for different options. Now, remember, I try to do these options. I do think there is value, but always keep an eye out on certain things that change. Now, I'm recording this on Sunday my time, which is Saturday over in the States. So sometimes news might break and there might be a different option that pops his head up. Okay, there might be some injuries that gives opportunities for players. So do keep an eye on that. But these are at least some guys that should be on your radar for different categories and also for fantasy points leagues. So for points leagues, these are players I think are going to have some really good value this week. Scoot Henderson, I believe, is a must-add in points leagues. I think that it won't be the best with turnovers and poor percentages at this stage, limiting his ability to score, but I think in the long term, he's going to be really, really good for points leagues. You don't have to worry as much about the poor efficiency, especially in Yahoo scoring formats. He is someone that I believe has a high upside, especially in Yahoo scoring, and I believe is a must-roster, but can at least be streamed in this week. Jaden Ivey, similar. I think he needs to be added in every points league. But again, at least for this week, he can have some really good value. Santi Aldama, Keontae George, and Norman Powell are also all guys that have some good opportunity, some decent volume in games this week, and I think can be good adds for points leagues. Let's talk about some streamers for points. A couple of guys we mentioned there already in Jaden Ivey. Norman Powell is playing really, really well at the moment, so he is a good streamer for points. Santi Aldama had a down game between two good games. I think it's probably the third game. So he had the 27 shot attempts. I think he then had six, and then he had 20 shot attempts. I think the third game is the most realistic thing to expect from him, at least while injuries still strike the Grizzlies. Keontae George, I believe, is still someone, mind the poor efficiency, but I still think he's going to get his shots up, especially with a few injuries over there at the moment. Colin Sexton, same thing. That's the only thing he can really do is score, and Obi Toppin as well, especially if the game is a fast-paced one, which for the most part, these Indiana Pacers games are fast-paced. So he is at least a streamer for points. For threes, a couple of recurring names here. Bojan Bogdanović, again, assuming he's in, I am expecting him to return either at the beginning of the week or sometime next week. So here's one we keep an eye on. Norman Powell, which we've mentioned a couple of times. Grayson Allen and Eric Gordon for the Phoenix Suns. That's what they do. They shoot threes. They can make them. Santi Aldama, which we've mentioned, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope for the Nuggets can knock down some threes. For the rebounds, Daniel Tice for the Clippers, he's been playing pretty well over there and is starting to get some minutes, pairs well with Russell Westbrook, so he is someone that we can stream in for rebounds. Josh Hart as a smaller guard-eligible player for the Knicks, he can get some rebounds. Jalen Smith has been doing his thing, assuming he is healthy, which he was last game. Kelly Olynyk had a great game last game, but I'm not getting my hopes up, but he can rebound. And same with Isaiah Stewart, who, well, I'm not getting my hopes up because he sucks, but he can rebound out there. It does hurt a little bit with Jalen Duren back, but I still think he has shown the ability to get sort of 10 boards, even in a game where Jalen Duren is there. So if you can do one thing, it is rebound. For the next one, the assist streamers, a couple of really good options in this one, I believe. Jaden Ivey, if we mentioned a couple of times, Dyson Daniels, Trey Jones, while I don't think he's a standard league guy that you need to hold on to, he can still provide assists in limited minutes. Kyle Lowry, at least while Tyler Herro is out, I think we get another week of that going forward. Just be mindful of the rests, and he has sometimes disappears in games, but he still has the ability to go off. And Keontae George, who I still believe is a must roster player for some teams. If it's not your team and you want to, you know, keep your field goal percentage up high, be mindful that he might hurt you there, but he can give you some good assists. For the steals, Dyson Daniels, we mentioned. KCP, same thing. Trey Jones, so the assists and steals are really right there. And Jonathan Isaac, the minutes are still not coming up, and I don't think they ever will, but even in limited minutes, he's one of the best per-minute steal accumulators in the NBA. So he's someone you can look at. For the other defensive stat, the blocks, we are looking at Bismack Biyombo still. He's getting minutes and he's getting blocks. That's what he can do. Goga probably should be rostered more places that he's not, but if he is available, he can get you some really big blocks. He can give you a five-block game with no dramas. Jonathan Isaac, just like the steals, big blocks, limited time, and Drew Eubanks is available everywhere. If you're really desperate, he might be able to get you a couple of blocks in one game. Like I said before, I try to list these guys in order of my confidence in their ability to get the category that I'm streaming them in for. So like I said, Drew Eubanks would be at the bottom of the list. Bismack Biyombo would be at the top of my list when it comes to priorities if you're looking for that category stream. And the last couple, the percentages, I've got Mo Wagner at the top here, Daniel Tice for the Clippers, Naz Reid. I thought he might get a bit of extra playing time with Jaden McDaniels. Last game, he was still below 20, so a little bit disappointing, but he can still score a decent amount in a decent percentage as well. So he is a good guy for at least this category. Goga Badadze and Bismack Biyombo down the bottom there. Lower attempts for those two, hence why they are a little bit lower, but still really good field goal percentage. And then the very difficult free throw percentage stream, we are looking at Bojan Bogdanović, Malik Monk, who's basically been in this list the entire season, Cole Anthony, Harrison Barnes, and Grayson Allen. So all these guys can at least get to the free throw line a little bit, and they all shoot a high percentage. The key here is getting players in that actually do get to the free throw line. A lot of players are good free throw shooters, but just don't shoot them. You know, they don't get to the free throw line every game, so they're not really going to help you for the most part. Whereas I think at least for these guys, you can rely on them getting at least a couple to four shots at the free throw line. I think they should be able to hit most of them, if not all of them, at the free throw line. So they are good streamers for the free throw percentage category. That will do it for our week 6 preview, guys. Remember, try to go through that optimal plan. I do think that is really the best way to go about streaming this week. If you wanted to use all four of your streaming all four of your ads for streaming this week, I would go with the Monday, get the back-to-back on Tuesday, Wednesday, and then maybe look at a Thursday, best player available, Friday, best player available, because you do have more options with those back-to-back players on the Tuesday, Wednesday, in my opinion, rather than relying on the Spurs and Raptors on that Thursday, Friday. They're probably not as many good options from that list, but if you want to get just the most amount of games played, that would be the option that I go for. If you have any questions, drop them down in the comments section below. Later today or tomorrow, I'm going to be doing a review podcast for the Industry Pickup, and I'm going to be joined by good friend of the show, Adam King, to discuss his team and also the landscape of the Industry Pickup League. So stay tuned for that one, and then we'll be doing some new different shows later in the week to break it up, and I will see you guys next time. Like the video, subscribe, thumb it up, rating and review. See you next time. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.